This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, a reminder, it is Tuesday, the 1st of August, 2017. You're listening to the DJV Experience. That is the leader, me, Doug Steffen. I'm the leader, although I think I follow Jennifer and Victoria and Kara a great deal. The only thing I don't do with them, or one of the things, and this is maybe some advice, if that's, I don't know, it would be presumptuous, but I think it's difficult when you are leading a group to be too social with them. Do you agree or disagree? That is, there are a lot of times you hear stories about bosses taking the people that work with them out to drink or do things with them on a social level.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a certain...
Is that why you don't sit around in the breaks and chat with us? You don't want to be too social?
No, I'm just laughing. You're so not... I understand what you're saying about bosses getting, you know, mixing business and hanging out and being like a friend and whatever.
Right.
For the last over a year, every time you've tried to get together with Jennifer, you never have. So I don't think you're in danger of crossing or blurring any lines.
Yeah, you totally ditched out on me the other day.
Right. I'm not sure where you're going with this, but I don't remember.
See, we have different interpretations of that.
Monday I had something going on. I said Tuesday morning breakfast. You said yes. And then next thing I know, you're hanging out with your grandson, which is fine. I understand. Family first, Dougie. I know where I stand in your pecking order.
But see, that's the other side of it. You all kind of are part of my family now.
Not enough, apparently. Can't even meet Janet Bob's Big Boy.
Which isn't there any longer, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Right? Yeah, that was it.
Because there's no other place to eat in all of Los Angeles.
Nope, it's the only one. Yeah.
Well, I just am. I don't want to. I don't. Sometimes people ask me about these things, and it's like a lot of other stuff. I don't plan well. I don't. And maybe this has been my problem over the years.
I know, right? What?
I don't. You know, things happen sort of generically. Whether it's relationships, family, people you work with, it's just. It happens as it happens. I think you can over-plan and over-cook stuff. The best things are the things that... Why are you chuckling?
Your plans are raw, okay? You have not overcooked any of your plans, especially when it comes to trying to meet up with Jennifer.
Well, I don't mean just Jennifer. In general, it's funny. I am a very precise... No, maybe I'm not.
I know. Where's this going?
I was thinking about being precise with Meredith, maybe being a little better... at being on time, if I say because I care, then you're going to say, well, you don't care about me or you don't show up on time?
Again, we're aware of the pecking order. It's okay.
Well, but there's some...
Are you always late when you're supposed to meet her? Is that what you're saying?
I have had a bad track record of being on time. I'm trying to be much better in the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times this circumstance, and I think all through my life, I first started thinking about it when there was so much criticism aimed at Bill Clinton because he was always late for everything, and then I started thinking how egotistical, or I would say on the air, that selfish son of a gun. And then I started looking at myself and thinking, if he's always late and I'm criticizing him and I'm late a lot, what does that say about me? And then I think you start analyzing the stuff if you have any bit of self-reflective potential at all to look at why it is that you're late for things. Why are you always late? And I used to justify it because I was so busy, I had this, that, and the other thing going on. And I don't think that's really true or accurate. I think that that Bill Clinton was a selfish so-and-so, singularly focused, and that is okay if that's what you are, but just acknowledge it, understand it, and then do something about it. I don't know that I think that it came upon some who thought I was selfish because I would not be on time. There's a control mechanism. Okay, well, if you're late, you're in charge. I don't even know if that's really what was going on. I don't know that I ever really figured it out, but I know that I don't like to be late for things anymore. You know, a few minutes, 5 minutes here and there. But when you're a half hour late, 45 minutes late,
it's rude.
It's not fair. It's not acceptable. The only place you can get away with it and use as the right excuse the traffic is Los Angeles.
Or New York. I've been late for stuff that I've allowed an extra 45 minutes for and still isn't enough time. So.
But you see, the people who live in Los Angeles know how to deal with it, so they don't accept it. If you're going to an important appointment and you show up late...
Leave the day before.
That may be it. But there's always time for reflection. Yeah, and that's... It's kind of my philosophy. Meredith got me a few years ago a great book by a guy named Tolle, T-O-L-L-E, who writes about the power of now. You are right here, right now. And so what you did before, you need to move away from it. If you're determined to fix things, move things along, remember... We were talking about surrogacy and stuff. There was a time before you were alive in this life. There'll be a time when you are no longer alive in this life. But right now, you are alive. So do things in your time with your life that is, when you get right down to it, valuable. Valuable for you and the people who you are with. I would say that was the best way to deal with some of these things. But you got to be conscious. A lot of people just go to life through life in a vacuum. They don't pay attention to anything or anybody but themselves. And there seems to be more and more of that. Maybe because I am of one generation, the baby boom generation. You are either Generation X or millennials. And it seems to me, but then when I say this, I think my father said the same foolish thing. It didn't seem foolish at the time. Well, I thought it was foolish, and then I listened to myself saying, well, people just don't value things and people the way they used to. We have this absurd business wrapped around our cultural connection to devices, and that seems to predicate every relationship. It's all built on what you have in your hand and that magic box that, you know, keeps you up with things. And doggone it, I didn't like my Droid, so I didn't use it. I have an iPhone, and now I find myself, I leave it, though, when I'm, go. Let's say if I go someplace with Meredith, I leave it at home. I don't bring it with me, and I leave it in my truck if I'm out in the field, on the farm, or somewhere, but then I go back and I use it as a device to stay in touch with people, because there are a lot of business things happening to me right now, and it involves email and messaging and stuff, so maybe once an hour I'll check it to see what's going on, but even that bothers me. That I'm finding myself sort of tethered to it, and I don't like it. But yet it helps, and it keeps me in the now. It keeps me right here, right now, focused on what's going on today, in this hour, at this moment. It does.
It's interesting, though, because I kind of, you know, with all the new technology, and you're talking about, like, from generation to generation, I don't know if we're still on the being late versus not being late thing, but I don't think that has anything to do with your generation or, you know, what technology you're using, because I just know that there are people who, regardless, they're just always late to everything. It doesn't matter.
Some people are.
Yeah, and I think it's just, I don't know if it's a psychological thing or a genetic thing or what, but they're just people who that's, like, never their priority, and I think that goes... Like, with that goes throughout the generations. You could be a young person or an old person, and that's just the person that you are. And that, nothing irritates me more than that.
People who are late. Yeah. And there are some, I've even found with astrologers that I've known that would say, in the case of, interestingly enough, Bill Clinton and Meredith are both Leos. Bill Clinton was late for everything because it was all about him. Meredith is never late for anything. Never, ever is she late. And so, you know, what is that? Is there a control function to it? If you're late, you're controlling it. Or if you're on time, you're controlling yourself that way if you're on time, and it doesn't become an issue. So I don't know if that's always the case. There are lots of different things other than just your sun sign that predicate who you are astrologically. But it's really interesting to see if people
I would like to say
get.
For the record, sometimes I hate being late because I think it's really rude.
I don't ever remember you being late.
Yeah, because you're always later than me, but I'm always late. But my problem is not because I insist upon people waiting for me or wanting to make an arrival. I have a very poor sense of estimating what I can do before I can leave. And I catch myself. So I'm going, I could do this in 10 minutes. And then whammo, 20 minutes later.
I always put more into it.
Yeah.
Here's an example.
Time.
Here's an example. Yesterday afternoon, we started baling hay at 4 o'clock. I said to Sneaker, who's the guy in the wagon.
I love you have someone named Sneaker.
Sneaker. His real name is Chauncey Smith III, but everybody calls him
Very
Sneaker.
Very fancy.
So Sneaker and I go out. I had the hay ready. I started raking it, got it ready. 4 o'clock on the dot. We're on the baler. We're baling hay. We had a few problems with the baler, but not a lot. But it's getting close to 6 o'clock, and I'm looking at my watch because I have a dinner date, and I don't want to be late.
Uh-oh.
So the old me, there was still hay left in the field, and at 6 o'clock, I probably could have been done with it if I had gone another 15 minutes, but I said to myself, nope, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be late. So I stopped baling and went home, took a shower, was on time.
Okay, good. That was the important question I was going to ask, is if you took a shower before you went to the dinner date.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding? I wouldn't have been letting in the house if I had to clean up.
Is tardiness something that you have had to overcome in relationships? Is that an issue?
It has been, yeah, in this one, and it has been.
Yeah, Doug's tardy. You're tardy.
Yeah, I am. And that's because, in a manner of speaking, I'm not making excuses. Part of my problem, not all of it, is that I try to do too much. Mm-hmm. I try to keep, I'll even box it in. Okay, I got 5 minutes to go to the farm and tell the guys what to do, and I got to go to the next thing. And at some point, you lose the value of getting all that stuff done because, one, it doesn't get done well if you don't give yourself enough time to do it, and, two, it annoys people that you have to be connected to. And there are other people who have responsibilities. Sneaker has other things that he has to go do after he leaves our farm. He goes to work at another farm for a couple of hours, and he needs to be there at a certain time. And I have become much more sensitive about him leaving on time. Or near to time, even though he'll say, okay, I can be late, but it's not fair to the other people at the other end. So it's just, it's all about thinking things through, I think, as much as anything else. All right?
This is the new, more self-aware Doug Stephan.
We're in the now, at 19 after the hour, speaking of the now.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-932-5858.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-932-5858. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-932-5858. 800-932-5858.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hunt hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Two politically charged new songs to the Mick Jagger Round and Round. The Rolling Stones frontman has songs called England Lost and Get a Grip. And he wrote both of these tracks in response to the anxiety and unknowability of the changing political situation. He said, quote, "We obviously have a lot of problems, so I am politically optimistic." So, am I politically optimistic? Answer, no. So, this song that we have, is this England Lost? I've not heard this song before, Kara.
England Lost was the one that we came in with, and then this one is Get a Grip.
Get a Grip. So, Gotta Get a Grip is a dance rock tune. It's got a little sinister edge to it. Mick rails against everything from greed to xenophobia. He said, quote, of this track, "The message, I suppose, is despite all those things that are hampering," and hampering, that's a Freudian slip, happening, but hampering, I think, is the right word.
Yeah, it's true, too, yep.
Yeah, you got to get on with your life, be yourself, attempt to create your own destiny. That is so true. He said he wrote this song, Gotta Get a Grip, and England Lost in April, chose to release them as a standalone track rather than waiting to put them on a full album. He said, quote, "It's always refreshing to get creative in a different fashion. I feel a slight throwback to a time when you could be a bit more free and easy by recording on the hoof and putting it out there immediately. I didn't want to wait until next year when these two tracks might lose impact and meaning." He also spoke about his current musical taste, saying, "I listen to R&B, pop, strange mixes of old and new, and then everybody else, I make my own random playlists." That would be interesting to get a hold of his iPod that he put together. He said the last things I added to a list were Kendrick Lamar, Skepta. I don't even know who Skepta is. Who's Skepta?
He's an English rapper who actually does a few verses on England Lost.
Really?
So I think he's sort of new to Mick Jagger's world, but I think yeah. Mick likes him.
Howlin' Wolf. I know who Howlin' and Mozart.
Mozart, yeah.
What a range.
Yeah, really. All right, so anyway, it's, you know, we all think we're the only ones who have problems here in America. No. The world is in a very problematic time. I go back to my friend, the astrologer, who says that this is, and this month especially, because Mercury is going to go retrograde later in the month. We have the eclipses and a lot of things that are iffy, shall we say, about what's going on in the world. We just have to remain optimistic and do our best to make sure our life and the people in our lives are taken care of well, and that our own little world is well taken care of, and then leave the rest of it to whoever else is involved in their world. Next up, musically, Roger Waters joining John Prine on stage for a surprise appearance during Prine's headlining set at the Newport Newport Folk Festival. They performed a rendition of Hello in There, a highlight from Prine's self-titled debut LP, tackled the tune by finger-picking a pair of acoustic guitars. Huh. That's interesting, huh? And there were other guests as well, apparently. Bon Jovi's...
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. I'm talking Bon Jovi. who is Bon Iver? I don't know Bon
Iver. Bon Iver is... he's like an acoustic singer-songwriter, so right. Kind of fits in with the folk category.
Yeah. So these are all folksters. They start a tour. Prine's going to have a tour starting in Minneapolis on September 8th. We're talking about September already. Oof. 28 past the hour.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. Mercedes wanted the S63 to sound outstanding, so they fitted it with a special button to make it roar. The button opens three flaps in the exhaust. A center flap that sends a sound down two separate pipes, two rear flaps that open channels at the tips. This is by far the best sound for a full-size luxury sedan that I've heard. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Moderma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Moderma Advanced Scar Gel from the Moderma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And stay big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Again, the conversation of the day, 34 after the hour. Listening live is a good thing, and if you can't listen live, then you can find us in a couple of different ways. You go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. You will find today's program squeezed together. If you want to listen to the hours by hours, you can do it at TuneIn Radio as well. Doug Steffen Now. We're here, there, and everywhere, as is exemplified by connections to people this morning in Fayette, Kentucky, Lexington area, Augusta, Georgia. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? I love the Roanoke, Lynchburg area. I've been involved in a radio station down there for a long, long time. Hi to folks outside Atlantic City. I forget what's the nearest town to Atlantic City? Maybe they'll shake my memory. You're the New Jersey person here, Victoria. Keelan and Kara Schillen with Doug Steffen on the DJV experience. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Starkville, Mississippi. Hello. Yep.
You're going to laugh. I've never been to Atlantic City.
Haven't you?
No. It's about 2 hours south of where I'm from. So, and I grew up on the beach, so there's really no need to go further to the beach. So mm-hmm. I've never been. But Cape May is down in, and that is beautiful. I have been there. That's down at the bottom of New Jersey. But I don't know what towns are right around Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about we say hi to the folks at Cascade Mountains in Bellingham, Washington, people listening down in Florida to WMEL and Palm Beach County, folks up in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine. We get around, round, round, get around, I get around.
Booth Bay, I love Booth Bay, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, and take a trip up there in October. It's a great time to go up there.
Yeah.
Crisp, clear, beautiful. There is a great deal of controversy. By the way, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to discuss an important event happening around the country tonight that I want you to know about. In the meantime, there are things today that are on our minds, and one of them has to do with the fate of nuclear reactors. I just became aware that there were a lot of people focused on the two nuclear reactors in South Carolina that have been in process for a long time. A lot of delays, cost overruns, billions of dollars of money has been spent. But now, apparently, the people who operate these utilities, Santee Cooper and South Carolina Electric, are not going to be able to complete their nuclear power plants, and they're not going to get any return. I don't quite understand this whole thing. I don't understand why we don't have more nuclear. Everybody complains a lot. Everybody does, but a lot of people complain about coal-fired power plants, whether they're clean, they can scrub up the stuff that comes out of the chutes, you know, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But with nuclear, there's nothing other than what to do with the rods when they're wasted. That's the big problem. And people have had this built-in fear about nuclear since Chernobyl,
sure,
and maybe
yeah.
even before that. But Chernobyl, take it from me, I was 30 miles away from Chernobyl, not when it happened, but I saw the results of what it did to the landscape a number of years after it took place. And it was a cardboard box, basically, that had a nuclear reactor in it. It's so different. It's like flying a Boeing plane and an Airbus plane, or maybe better, it's like driving a Kia versus a Rolls-Royce. That's the difference in the way the nuclear plants are built here versus how they are built in other parts of the world, unless they're built by American or European contractors. The Russian and the Chinese nuclear, the Chinese have gotten smarter about it. I don't know how many plants, because they have so much coal, and they don't care what their atmosphere is like, so they just burn lots of soft coal, and nobody knows the difference. So, well, we all know the difference, but nobody seems to care. So when nuclear power, the Russians wanted to be first. Yeah, we're going to be first. We're going to beat you, Amerikanskis. So they build this cardboard box, and the thing blows up, and it destroys the lives of people and farm animals. The things that happened after that Chernobyl mess. And then there was the rumors about the Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania and what might happen. Then nothing ever happened. A few fish died. That was it. And when you weigh that against what happens to the atmosphere because of coal and basic fossil fuel installations around the country, I just think that it makes so much more sense. But they've killed these power plants in South Carolina. And so, you know, what do? They go back to fossil fuels because there's nothing really. Some are burning gas, natural gas, but there's still fossil fuel remnants that come out of it. So what's the best thing to do? To take the risk of what might happen in a nuclear circumstance? And it's just the visual that makes it all scary. If you looked at the lungs of the people who've been breathing the air that come out of these coal-fired power plants, they live in the vicinity, you'd think it was a lot scarier. You'd be a lot more, let's say, prone to perhaps suggest that it would be nice to have more nuclear power. I know I'm in the minority. I don't know where you come in on this, Victoria. When it comes
to
nuclear power.
I literally know nothing about nuclear power, so I
really
wouldn't even be able to give an informed opinion because I just don't know anything about it.
Huh. That's interesting because, well, I wonder. about how much we are taught now.
I don't know. Maybe, Kara, do you know anything about nuclear power?
No, not really any more than you do.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? It was a
I think post-Chernobyl, it's just something that we just, you hear about, and then, well, a few years ago in Japan, you know, that's still affecting the tuna and large fish on the West Coast.
Yeah,
That's still a big problem.
Fukushima or whatever the name of it was.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to go on is Chernobyl and in Japan. That's it. That's all I know.
Yeah, and it's very interesting how that's not taught in schools either. There ought to be, I think, some instruction in a science class as to how this all works.
I'm sure in advance. Yeah, I mean, I was never a big science person. I mean, I love science. I just was not very good at it because of the math component. But I'm sure in advanced science classes, nuclear power is something that's taught. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just didn't have it.
Yeah.
I had more liberal arts stuff.
Yeah. It is, though, I think, important to have a perspective on it because it's something that affects our society. But a lot of these people are just walking away from it. They spent billions of tax dollars, billions to build these things. And then the environmentalists get in the way, the locals get in the way, and it just stops. So that's what's happening. Those of you listening in the Carolinas know what I'm talking about. Recent events this past week shut down both of those. And I don't know whether there's any other plants. I don't know whether elsewhere around the country there are nuclear power plants in operation. But more often than not, the story you read is the plan is to shut them down sooner or later.
Yeah.
Which seems anti-purposeful to me. At any rate, here's something else that I wonder about. As we get closer, can you imagine back to school? Some schools are starting in a week or 10 days, others 2 or 3 weeks. By the end of the month, or certainly Labor Day, we're 5 weeks away from yesterday. 5 weeks from yesterday is Labor Day. Oh, yeah. And so, with the beginning of the new school year, 50 million American children will be going to public school, elementary schools, and middle schools, and they bring with them no books, but laptops, smartphones, and iPads. This is really an amazing reality. More so this year, a lot of school systems are buying either laptops or iPads for the student population, so everybody has access fairly to this material. I find it amazing. Nobody's learning how to write anymore. They have no penmanship classes. Do I sound like an old timer when I go down this street?
Well, I don't know. You're on to something because having just written all of our thank you notes for wedding stuff, my penmanship is so bad.
I wasn't going to say that, but now that you mention it, you can send me a nice.
I mean, it was never great to begin with.
Couldn't really read it, but I got the gist of it.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, it was never great to begin with, but it's gotten a lot worse as I just don't write anything anymore.
Well, focus on school. Let's back up a little bit because summer vacation is still here, a time for children to take a break from school work and school days. But there's been some research that's shown how this break may negatively impact your child's learning progress. Here's a report on the story from Andy Solomon.
Educational research shows that over the summer, when students are no longer in a structured learning environment, they tend to lose academic gains made during the school year. Dr. Pamela Rogeman, academic dean for University of Phoenix College of Education, explains this phenomenon known as summer slide.
Many students lose academic progress over the summer. By fifth grade, summer learning loss can leave students 2.5 to 3 years behind their peers. Summer slide in the elementary school years alone accounts for at least half of the ninth grade reading achievement gap.
In a recent University of Phoenix College of Education survey of American adults, 61% agree that it's important that children are involved in an educational summer program.
Only 37% of adults surveyed think schools should provide summer assignments. However, students can keep activity journals, do summer reading, and set learning self-improvement goals. Summer learning can be fun if you make it feel less like homework.
For more, visit phoenix.edu.
All right, so there's an interesting event going on, and I've invited Andres de Armas, who is the Senior Vice President of Sales at ADT, to come talk about this National Association of Town Watch people and your employees, Mr. de Armas, working together on the 34th Annual National Night Out, which takes place, I think, today, if I'm not mistaken. Does it not, around the country?
Yes, it does, Doug.
So what is this? What's National Night Out? Why do we have it, and what does it do?
Well, Doug, it's really an annual community building campaign, and we try to promote police community partnerships and also a little neighborhood camaraderie, ultimately with the goal of making neighborhoods safer and more caring places to live.
Why is ADT involved? Why is this important? For ADT is perhaps the largest data system with paychecks and all that other stuff. You do all pay records, a lot of different things you do at ADT, right?
Well, ADT is actually the country's largest security company, mm-hmm. and we have over 5.5 million customers. We also respond to over 15 million alarm signals a year. So you could really say that in our 142-year history, this sort of thing is in our blood to really bring safety and security to the local community. And this is a perfect partnership with the National Association of Town Hall to do just that. We'll be in about 500 local markets, Doug, over the course of the day, running all kinds of events like cookouts, outdoor movies, and safety fairs, again, with the aim of making communities safer and helping them figure out ways to protect and secure their loved ones.
All right, how does that work? What sort of things specifically? You're trying to generate support for local anti-crime programs. I get that. But what are the features here?
Well, there are going to be all kinds of stuff, to be honest. All of the events will be attended by ADT personnel. We have 18,000 employees who aren't just the backbone of a great national company, but they're also citizens and residents of their local communities. And those events will, you know, feature all kinds of live demonstrations of our Pulse technology. That's our interactive systems that we installed in homes and small businesses to give really customers the ability to have not just safe homes, but smart homes. It's that combination of security and all of those automation features in the home that you've been seeing over the course of the last few years. So it's really a great partnership to show that, but also much more practical things, how to help customers take steps to better protect their homes.
You know, I feel a little foolish because I'm looking at this, and before you went on the air, I see ADT, and what comes into my mind is ADP, and that's why I said what I did about, checks and business records and that sort of thing, and I apologize, so that was kind of silly, because ADT is known. How many lawns in everybody's neighborhood have the signs that say protected by ADT? So so it makes so much sense that you're involved in this because that's your wheelhouse.
Yes, it is. And we've been doing it again for over 100 years. And, we're always looking for, new innovations, not just technologies, but also different services to help our customers enjoy their lives more. And that feeling of community should be the backbone of that feeling is the feeling of safety.
Do you think
why we think this is such a good partnership?
Andres, do you think that people feel more safe, less safe, about the same? The news media, withstanding, because they are not our friends, there is this fear that's built around things that are not real, or is the fear appropriate?
Well, I think it's never a bad idea to think about your safety when you are not in conditions of panic or distress. So to have, systems that you use and alarms and methodologies to, protect your home, but also to have discussions with your families. Here is what you do when there are events like this. So the best thing that you can do is forearm yourself. So when these things happen, which, thankfully are not as often as you might see in the media, but you also want to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And that's where we think the National Night Out is a good combination of a great security brand partnering with local communities to have those conversations locally.
It is. All right, so you find out more about what's going on in your neighborhood by going to ADT.com/National Night Out, National-Night-Out. Good job, Andres de Armas from ADT at 10 before the hour.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is something that is recognizable for many, if not most people who have followed Harry Potter over the years. How many Harry Potter movies have there been? Six? Five or six?
I think it's been eight.
Seven?
Eight. I think it's been eight.
Wow. So has the same music been used in all of them?
For the most part, it's the same riff.
Yeah, same riff. All right, yeah. So the Harry Potter story today is...
J.K. Rowling, the creator, author of those novels that became one of the biggest franchises in the history of movies. She's 53 years old today.
53, wow. What great accomplishments she has under her belt. She started writing these when she was in her 20s. How old was she when she started writing them?
I'm not quite sure, but she obviously cut a pretty good deal with Warner Brothers when they made the movies, and she scored financially tremendously from her work, no doubt about that.
A lot of people have been exposed to those stories, and they like them, so she should get paid for her creativity. Did she write the screenplays for the movies as well?
No, I don't believe so.
No.
I could be wrong, but I don't believe so.
But
I don't think she did. She was very involved.
They were adopted by other writers.
They were. Yeah.
But she was notoriously involved on the set.
Right. She was heavily involved, and the story, for the most part, is beat for beat the same.
Is it? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You read the book, and then you see the movie, and it's. I like it better when the book is close to the movie.
I always tell people when they have a big problem with me, I don't read books if there's a movie. Why read a book if you go watch the movie?
I thought, maybe there's part, that's partially true. I think I get that. I remember
every time I tell that to a high school teacher, they get mad at me.
Let me try this for the third time. Every time I think about this, the book Madison, Bridges of Madison County and the movie that Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep was in, I thought that the book was wonderful, and the movie was wonderful as well.
Which was slower, the book or the movie? Because I like the movie, but boy, was that paced slowly.
Well, yeah. it was the story. The story's not all action. The story's a love story.
No, I know.
So it's
going
to go slower. You might want to try a love story once in a while, Chucker.
Hey,
He would only accept a zombie love story.
The passing of Sam Shepard and what that means as an Oscar-nominated actor to... not only to what he accomplished, but to memories of Sam Shepard. Up next year.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, so the passing of Sam Shepard, he was only 73, had Lou Gehrig's disease, well-known in movie circles, playwright of some very, very well-done plays. I guess he wrote about 40 plays during his career, if I remember correctly. But I think for your purposes, Chucker, he was an interesting leading man. Once in a while, he played a bad guy. I'm trying to remember the movie in which he was a baddie.
I don't have his bio in front of me, but he was a solid actor, and directors working with him. Always brought his A-game.
Yeah. All right. I saw Dunkirk over the weekend. You've asked me several times if I was going to go see it, and I couldn't make up my mind, but I did go see it.
I saw it also. What do you think first? You tell me.
I thought that it was not as violent and therefore not as distracting or distressing, even though it's an important story. Characters were good, except for Harry Styles. I didn't care for him.
Oh, my God.
At all. But, you know, it was seemingly, I'm told if you see it on a big screen, it's really amazing. Did you see it on a big screen?
I did, but here's the thing. The minute I walked out of it, I said to myself, just like War of the Planets, I said, this movie's going to polarize the general public. Critics are going to love it. And I got to tell you, I was on the other side of it. While I thought it was visually a stunning, technically brilliant film, character development was lacking, and it felt like I walked into a second act of a three-act movie, and I just wanted more character development and did not get it. I give it a 6 out of 10. Good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.